Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. He's going for one reason, to lay down his life. The religious leaders who want Jesus killed think they're calling the shots. But as you listen, see if you can tell who's really in control.
Jesus finished saying all these things. Then he said to his disciples, "As you know, the Passover feast is 2 days away. The Son of Man will be handed over to be nailed to a cross." Then the chief priests met with the elders of the people. They met in the palace of Caiaphas, the high priest. They made plans to arrest Jesus in a clever way. They wanted to kill him. One of the 12 went to the chief priests. His name was Judas Iscariot. He asked, "What will you give me if I hand Jesus over to you?" So they counted out 30 silver coins for him. When evening came, Jesus was at the table with the 12. While they were eating, he said, "What I'm about to tell you is true. One of you will hand me over to my enemies." Judas was the one who was going to hand him over. He said, "It's not I, Rabbi, is it?" Jesus answered, "Yes, it is you." While they were eating, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks and broke it. He handed it to his disciples and said, "Take this and eat it. This is my body." Then he took the cup. He gave thanks and handed it to them. He said, "All of you drink from it. This is my blood of the new covenant. It is poured out to forgive the sins of many." Then they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives. Jesus told them, "This very night you will all turn away because of me. It is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' But after I rise from the dead, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter replied, "All the others may turn away because of you, but I never will." "What I am about to tell you is true," Jesus answered. "It will happen this very night. Before the rooster crows, you will say 3 times that you don't know me." Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. He said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee along with him. He began to be sad and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is very sad. I feel close to death. Stay here. Keep watch with me." He went a little farther. Then he fell with his face to the ground. He prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, take this cup of suffering from me. But let what you want be done, not what I want." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray." Jesus went away a second time. He prayed. Then he came back. Again he found them sleeping. So he left them and went away once more. For the 3rd time he prayed the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples. He said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near. The Son of Man is about to be handed over to sinners." While Jesus was still speaking, Judas arrived. He was one of the 12. A large crowd was with him. They were carrying swords and clubs. The chief priests and the elders of the people had sent them. Judas, who was going to hand Jesus over, had arranged a signal with them. "The one I kiss is the man," he said. "Arrest him." So Judas went to Jesus at once. He said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and he kissed him. Jesus replied, "Friend, do what you came to do." Then the men stepped forward. They grabbed Jesus and arrested him. At that moment, one of Jesus' companions reached for his sword. He pulled it out and struck the servant of the high priest with it. He cut off the servant's ear. "Put your sword back in its place," Jesus said to him. "All who use the sword will die by the sword." Do you think I can't ask my father for help? He would send an army of more than 70,000 angels right away. But then how would the scriptures come true? They say it must happen in this way. Then all the disciples left him and ran away. Those who had arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas, the high priest. The teachers of the law and the elders had come together there. The high priest said to him, "I command you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." "Yes, it is just as you say," Jesus replied. "But here is what I say to all of you. In days to come, you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One. You will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes. He said, "Why do we need any more witnesses? You have heard him say this evil thing. What do you think?" "He must die," they answered. Then they spit in his face. They hit him with their fists. Others slapped him. Peter was sitting out in the courtyard. A woman servant came to him. "You also were with Jesus of Galilee," she said. But in front of all of them, Peter said he was not. Then he went out to the gate leading into the courtyard. There another woman saw him. She said to the people, "This fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth." Again, he said he was not. After a little while, those standing there went up to Peter. "You must be one of them," they said. Then Peter began to call down curses on himself. He took an oath and said to them, "I don't know the man." Right away, a rooster crowed. Then Peter remembered what Jesus had spoken. Peter went outside. He broke down and sobbed. It was early in the morning. All the chief priests and the elders of the people decided to put Jesus to death. They tied him up and led him away. Then they handed him over to Pilate, who was the governor. Judas, who had handed him over, saw that Jesus had been sentenced to die. He felt deep shame and sadness for what he had done. So he returned the 30 silver coins to the chief priests and the elders. "I have sinned," he said. "I handed over a man who is not guilty." "What do we care?" they replied. "That's your problem." So Judas threw the money into the temple and left. Then he went away and hanged himself. Jesus was standing in front of the governor. The governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Yes, it is just as you say," Jesus replied. But when the chief priests and the elders brought charges against him, he did not answer. Then Pilate asked him, "Don't you hear the charges they are bringing against you?" But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge. The governor was really amazed. It was the governor's practice at the Passover feast to let one prisoner go free. The people could choose the one they wanted. At that time they had a well-known prisoner named Barabbas. So when the crowd gathered, Pilate asked them, "Which one do you want me to set free, Barabbas or Jesus who is called Christ?" But the chief priests and the elders talked the crowd into asking for Barabbas and having Jesus put to death. "Barabbas," they answered. "Then what should I do with Jesus who is called Christ?" Pilate asked. They all answered, "Crucify him." "Why, what wrong has he done?" asked Pilate. But they shouted even louder, "Crucify him." Pilate let Barabbas go free. But he had Jesus whipped. Then he handed him over to be nailed to a cross. The governor's soldiers took Jesus into the palace. They took off his clothes and put a purple robe on him. Then they twisted thorns together to make a crown. They placed it on his head. They put a stick in his right hand. Then they fell on their knees in front of him and made fun of him. "We honor you, King of the Jews," they said. They spit on him. They hit him on the head with a stick again and again. After they had made fun of him, they took off the robe. They put his own clothes back on him. Then they led him away to nail him to a cross. They came to a place called Golgotha. When they had nailed him to the cross, they divided up his clothes by casting lots. Above his head they placed the written charge against him. It read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." From noon until 3 o'clock, the whole land was covered with darkness. About 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you deserted me?" After Jesus cried out again in a loud voice, he died. At that moment, the temple curtain was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. The Roman commander and those guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened. They were terrified. They exclaimed, "He was surely the Son of God." As evening approached, a rich man came from the town of Arimathea. His name was Joseph. He had become a follower of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Pilate ordered that it be given to him. Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth. He placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb. Then he went away. The chief priests and the Pharisees went to Pilate. "Sir," they said, "we remember something that liar said while he was still alive. He claimed, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' So give the order to make the tomb secure until the third day. If you don't, his disciples may come and steal the body. Then they will tell the people that he has been raised from the dead. This last lie will be worse than the first." "Take a guard," Pilate answered. "Go, make the tomb as secure as you can." So they went and made the tomb secure. They put a seal on the stone and placed a guard on duty. The Sabbath day was now over. It was dawn on the first day of the week. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a powerful earthquake. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven. The angel went to the tomb, rolled back the stone, and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Don't be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said he would. Come and see the place where he was lying. Go quickly. Tell his disciples he has risen from the dead." So the women hurried away from the tomb. They were afraid, but they were filled with joy. They ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee. They went to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him. But some still had their doubts. Then Jesus came to them. He said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So you must go and make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And you can be sure that I am always with you to the very end."